liatzman, mem hey on the base, on the second line from the top. Noshim is amnas liatzman, but he says a clause, but they shouldn't say zimun b'shem. If they have 10 women, they don't say in the baruch alakeinu. So the Kes Mishnah writes two lines. Yeah, it's a double pasha. It's based on the Mishnah Megillah that a double should be kedusha. You have to have asara anoshim, and asa anoshim don't count as a minion. So the Kes Mishnah is assuming that that birchas hamazon ba'asara constitutes a double should be kedusha. That was a question whether that's correct, because we have a Gemara Megillah Chav Gimel on the base, where the Mishnah Megillah lists off all the things that need asara. So it says Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, because Dabash Shebe Kedusha. Then it says Duchening needs Asara, based on a different pasuk. That's not a Dabash Shebe Kedusha. Then it says Benching Basara. They quote what it says here. It says on the side, Megillah Chav Gimel Amud Beis, right in the middle of them. Given the boy, like Kuri Shem Shemayim, what's Matzah La Varachar? Why don't they put it together with the Dvarim Shebe Kedusha? So it sounds very much from the Gemara that Benching Mezuman Basara is not a Dabash Shebe Kedusha. Furthermore, there's another case of Mishnah on the same halacha in the Rambam that contradicts the first case of Mishnah on the same page in the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in the next stop that a katna hayadeh lemim avorchim mizamnim alo. If a child before bar mitzvah, the Rambam says 8 years old, 10 years old, he understands what's going on. Here, the bottom of mem zayin on the base, it goes to the top of mem chesam and aleph. So the Rambam quotes the katna hayadeh lemim avorchim yikim mitzarefim to the zimun bein lashloisha bein lasar. So the Kes Mishnah writes a comment that there are those who think that you can be mitzaref a cotton to a minion to say Chazar Sashas Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, but the Rambam of course thinks that that's not correct. The Rambam only writes it b'negiyah to Bench Mizuma. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, when he quotes the din of Dvarim Shebekedusha require Asara, the Rambam doesn't quote this din that a cotton can be mitzaref. The Rabbi Natan is the one who has like that. Where's the Tosef who quotes the Rabbi Natan? Here, the top, the Tosfos on Mem Ches Amud Aleph, the long Tosfos. Rabbi Natan had that practice. That used to be the practice, I remember, years ago, the Shonim Kadmonims. And Maimonides, in Maimonides school, where Rav Soloveitchik founded the school. So the Jewish community lived in a different part of Brookline, and those immediately around Maimonides, there was barely a minion. So every other day they had, there would be Mitzarev for a boy before Bar Mitzvah to the minion. I remember growing up in the Bronx also, there would always be Mitzarev me to a minion. They would have 9 people after bar mitzvah, and a 10th person would be a katan. So that was for davening. So that's relying on the Rabbi Natan. But the Kes Mishnah writes on the Rambam, when the Rambam writes in Hilchas Brachas, Rambam quotes all the dinim of benchim and benchim mizumin in Hilchas Brachas. So he writes, a katan hadel amim avochim yekim imitzarif and bein l'shloisha bein l'asara. Here, that's the third line from the top of mem ches amenal. A katan hadel amim avochim mizam nimalav. And the Rambam writes, Bein l'shloisha bein l'asor, where is the Rambam? And says, Perikei aloha zayin. Hilchas Brachas, so the Kes Mishnah there writes, but of course the Rambam would never say that when you get to tefillah. Adav shebi kedushi need asor gedolim. Ben shem mizumim ba'asor, that's not adav shebi kedushi. So there the Rambam says that a katan is tachas tirim in ayibay. The Kes Mishnah, the same halacha in the Rambam, he writes, the women can bench mizumim b'shloisha, not ba'asor. So the Kes Mishnah says, of course, a Mishnah Megillah, Adav Shebikdusha, you're not Mitzarif women. Women don't make. So what's with the cotton? Because Mishnah himself says that a cotton is Mitzurif to Asara, but not for davening, because benching Basara is not Adav Shebikdusha. So it's a steer in the Kes Mishnah. So how can you, what can you suggest as an alternate pshat regarding why the Rambam writes that 10 women cannot bench B'Shem? So I think maybe we should do the first Tosfos. Maybe that'll give us a little insight. The first place is on the first Mishnah. Mem Hei Amud Aleph, the opening place is in the Torah. Shlosh Shochlu Ka'achas Chayovim Lezami. Our Mishnah says, if 3 people ate together, they're obligated to bench Mezumim. Then you have the Mishnah later that says, Shlosh Shochlu Ka'achas, Nun Amud Aleph, Shlosh Shochlu Ka'achas, Ein Rashoim Lecholek. If you have 6 people ate together, they can make 2 groups. The 3 you bench mezuma together, the other 3 bench mezuma together. If you have 10, they're not allowed to break up. Unless you have 20. If you have 20, then you can make 10 and 10. And both group, each group will say Zimun B'Shem. Zimun Baruch HaKein. Fine. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, sees that there's a contradiction here. Yishalmi parach hachat. Yishalmi parach. Yishalmi asks the following kasha. Kolin. Hachat damrit ein rashoim lecholik. Anuna medalef. You tell me ein rashoim lecholik. They have to bench together. It contradicts the first mishmacha. Tamr chayovim lezamein. It's a contradiction. So Taisa says, I really don't understand. Taisa says, I don't understand. What's the contradiction? It says the exact same thing. The first Mishnah says three people eat together, they have to bench mezuzah. And it says the next Mishnah, if three people ate together, they're not allowed to split up because they have to bench mezuzah. What's the contradiction? So Taisa says, I don't see what's here. Gemara asks in the Bavli, Tanino chodazimno. The Bavli asks, isn't it a repeat? The Bavli doesn't say it's a contradiction between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah. The Bavli asks, isn't it a repeat? Why did this? Sometimes you have a Mishnah appears in two different Masechtas. You have every so often repeat. And this, sometimes you have in the same Masechta, but in the same Perek. So we pointed out there is. The Tosfos points out there is. Mavalai Perek, Kinoloi Mal, is repeated twice in the same Perek in Rabbi Elazar the Mikra. So the Tosfos Yanta breaks his head, he doesn't know the answer. He doesn't know an answer. Why? The Rappella. Never find that anywhere in Shas. The same line repeated in the Mishnah twice in the same period. So that's the Babli's Kasha on the test. Isn't this a repeat? The opening Mishnah says, Shlosh Shach L'Kachas Chayav M'Lezamein. Then it says, Gimel Shach L'Kachas Eino Hashem L'Chag. It's the exact same thing. So that's the Babli's Kasha. Maikom Ashmalon Tanino Chod Azimno. It already says it in the opening Mishnah. Gimel Shach L'Kachas Chayav M'Lezamein. That's the Babli's Kasha Nun Amar Aleph, right at the first line after the Mishnah. Isn't it a repeat? And for the Gemara answers, Nun Amar Aleph, Hokam Ashmalan. It must be that the fact that the Mishnah repeats the din twice must be that it's adding some additional Chiddush. What's being added? Hokam Ashmalan. Ki Hod Amar Abba, Mishmul Gimush Yashva Lechol Kacha. Adain Lo Ochlu, Enim Hashem Lecholei. Three people made up, we're all going to eat together. And then, they all chaverim, and they all made up, we're going to eat in the cafeteria, all going to eat together, the same table, review the shiur, whatever, prepare for the shiur. And then it turns out that they all, one of them started before the other two. Then the first guy finished already, and the other two guys are dilly-dallying, they're taking their time. So the shaila is adei mechui. The first mission says, shloshu shochu kachas. They all ate together. Here they didn't eat together. They made up they're going to eat together. But Lamai said they didn't really eat together. One of them started before the other two, and he finished way before the other two. And he wants to leave. He wants to take care of other things. So that's why I have the added Mishnah, Gimashach L'Kachas, Ein Mashayim L'Cholek, like a main Winyan. The Mishnah just repeats the same thing as the first Mishnah, but it's like emphasizing that if three people, even if they didn't actually eat together, if they made up they're going to eat together, they ate part of the meal together, truth and matter, they didn't really eat together. So the reason why the Mishnah is repeated is like a main winyan leguhu, tenei winyan ledavaracher. The Mishnah is emphasizing, and don't forget, you always have to bench mezumen, even if you think you don't have to. That's what the Mishnah means to say. So the way it's presented in the Bavli is that the two Mishnahs are saying exactly the same thing, and we're darshaning a Mishnah as if it were like a pasuk and chumash. That's a repeat. The Mishnah is emphasizing the concept of mezumen, even in a case where you wouldn't have thought. But there's a contradiction between the first Mishnah and the second. What's the contradiction? Tosfos says, Yushalmi parich, the Yushalmi poses and said a contradiction. So Tosfos says, Ata luchar ein ze kasha, we don't see what the contradiction is. It's the same thing. The Bavli says it's the same thing. It's a repeat. So what did the Yushalmi see, that's a contradiction. Taisa says the Yushalmi sees the following contradiction. If you read only the Mishnah, Nun Amar Aleph, it sounds like they're all holding by benching. All three people finished eating, and they're about to bench. And one guy runs to run and bench on his own. So the Mishnah says, no, don't bench on your own. Ein Rashayim Lecholik. Since you're all holding by benching, it's a bench mezumah. The opening Mishnah sounds like Shlosha Shachal Kachas. If they all started eating together, even though they're not holding by benching yet, one guy's going to eat five sandwiches. The other two guys only ate one sandwich each. So he's going to take five times as long to eat. even though they didn't all finish together, there's still mechuyev the bench mizumitzer. That's our contradiction. The first mishnah says the pachlu kachas, even though they didn't finish, pachlu kachas means they started eating together. Even though they didn't finish all together, and one or two of them really want to run, and they want to bench and go, and the other guy didn't finish yet. He's having another course and another course and another course. He's eating much more. So from the first mishnah, it sounds like they mechuyev to make a mizumen, even though they didn't all finish. And the next Mishnah, Nun Amud Aleph, when it writes the din, it sounds like you only have to bench mezumen if you're all three are holding by bench. That's the Yerushalmi perceives this as a contradiction. Shalmi's kasha is like this. Ocha Damit in the second, and the later Mishnah Nun, it says, Ein Hashem L'cholik, the Mashma, Im Gor Machilos, and Yachad, Ein Hashem L'cholik. Avalecha Vashadig Musudos, and L'vach Kadim Chaveiro. But if one of them finishes, one or two finish before the third guy didn't finish eating yet, there's no mezumen, as opposed to the opening Mishnah, there it says, Chayovim lezamin mashma, and our Mishnah, Mem Hamad Aleph, sounds like, Duchev ezimun aleim, Ben Hashem big musudosim zeb aloi zeh. For the opening Mishnah, it sounds like even if they finish, one or two finish way before the third guy, the first guy finished way before the two. He can't just bench on his own and walk off. He has to make a mezumen. The later Mishnah sounds like only Ein Rashayim L'chalk, they're all holding by benching. So we insist, let him bench Mizum. Isn't that a contradiction? That's a contradiction. So the Rishalmi quotes, Umishani Shmuel, Shmuel says, the Teretz says, Kam B'Tchila, Kam B'Sof. The first Mishnah goes B'Tchila, and the second Mishnah goes B'Sof. Eze B'Tchila, Eze B'Sof, what do the words mean? Fligi Batri Amoroi, there's a Machlekes Amoroi, and what did Shmuel mean? Chadomar, the first opinion is like this. The opening Mishnah means to say, Nos no daitam le'echol. If they all made up in advance, they were all learning together in the base manager, they all made up, we're all going to eat lunch together in the cafeteria, we're going to review, we're going to prepare for the shiur, review the shiur, whatever, over lunch. So if Nos no daitam etchila, Nos no daitam le'echol zehu betchila. So then even though one guy is going to eat five times as much as the other two, it's going to take much longer. Since they planned to eat together and they started eating, so even though they didn't all finish, they didn't at all finish. One guy finished, he wants to leave, not allowed to leave. That's the opening Mishnah. But what if Ochlu Kazayis? They didn't make up at all. They didn't make up they're going to eat. They started, different guys sit down in the cafeteria. So one guy buys a meal, another guy buys a third guy, and they all sit down. It turns out that they all ate together. They all ate together. So that's the Mishnah says later, if they all finish together, then they have to bench Mizuma, even though they didn't really plan, they didn't make up in advance to eat. Nosn daitem lechol, if they all planned in advance to eat together, zel betchilus, even though they're not all finished, they're mechuyev to be mezamen. Because of the plan that they had in the beginning. They started to eat together. That's the later Mishnah. If they're all ready to bench, then have to bench. But let's say Bimikre. Reuben buys his meal, he sits down and eats. Shimon buys his meal, and later, each guy is separate. Bimikre, they're all sitting, they're all eating at the same time. Then one guy finishes way before the others. So then we would say it's not Mechuyev to have a Mizuman. You're only supposed to have a mezumen if they all ate simultaneously and they all finished. But if they didn't all finish, you don't have to make a mezumen. That's the way Tosis is reading the Yerushalmi. So that's Chadomar. That's one opinion. The Chadomar, and the other one disagrees, the Machloikah Samaran, what does Shmuel mean? Kam betchila, kam besof. So the first one says, if Nosn daitem lechol, that's betchila. But if Lord Nosn Daitim Lechel, they all ate the kazayis of bread simultaneously. And then one guy, that's all he's going to eat, is kazayis of bread. He's going to bench and leave. And the others are going to eat much more, a few sandwiches. So then that's Besop. So you're only mechuyev to bench mezumen if they're all holding by bench. If not all holding by bench, and you don't have to make a mezumen. The Charam, on the other opinion, says that's not what Shmuel meant to say. Achlu kazayis zeu betchilo. So the words don't make any sense. Nosn daitem lechol means they made up in advance they're going to eat. So if you look in Yerushalmi, it doesn't say that. And all the Rishonim quote this, the Yerushalmi, the Rabbi Yehuda quotes it in the back on the Rif, and the Rashba quotes the other Rishonim. Nobody has that Girsa. So on the bottom of the page of the Yerushalmi, the Mara HaPanim writes, he thinks that it's simply a misprint of the Tosfos. It just doesn't make any sense at all. How can that be? Lebesof doesn't die to lechel for sure is betchila. So he says there are three levels over here, and there's a slight machlekes samaraim regarding the details. The first case is nasn daitum lechel. The three boys are always friendly. They're made up in the base medrash. They're all going to eat lunch together. Then they go, and they each one buys his food, and they all start eating. And one guy finished, and he wants to leave. One or two finished, they want to leave. So since they made up in advance, they're all going to eat together. So they have to bench mezum. They can't just leave without bench mezum. Second madrega is they didn't make up in advance. They're going to eat together. They mikra. Three people bought food and they happen to be sitting on the same table near each other, whatever. And then they carry out a little conversation, and their conversation to see each other. But they never made up in advance that they're going to eat there. But they all started to eat the first kazayas. They all started to eat simultaneously. And then they continued to eat later. They eat the whole meal together, but they never made up in advance. So the first amara says, Zehu b'sof. That's not called betchila, that's called b'sof. So the only time there's a din of mezumin is if they're all finished. If they're all finished, that's the later Mishnah Nunam and Alf, that's how the Yerushalmi was a Medayik, and Rashan Lechalik, if they're all holding by benching. But if they never made up in advance that they're going to eat together, Bimikra, they're all eating kazayis of bread simultaneously, and then they continue to eat, and one guy finishes, so he can go on to hate. He can leave, he doesn't have to be mitzarf to Azima. One, two, they don't have to make a mezumah. The second version in the Yerushalmi, V'chad Omar, V'achrina Omar, how does Tosfos go? The Chad Amar, the Yerushalmi says, V'achrin Amar. The other Amar says, no, not only if Nos Nodaita Mitchila, not only if they made up in advance that we're going to eat together, do they have a din of Shlosh Shalchah Kachas, that they're Mechuyif to make a Mezumin, even though they didn't finish simultaneously. Even if they didn't make up in advance, they Mikra, three guys happen to be eating Kazayis at the beginning of the meal, simultaneously at the same table near each other, they're also Mechuyif to make a Mezumin. And even if that's one guy, that's all he's going to eat, and the other two guys are two, that's all they're going to, the other guy's going to keep on eating, they're Mechuyif to make a Mezumin. But what happens if they already finished eating the first bread? They used to eat the bread in the beginning of the meal. That's Ochel Kazayis. Let's say one or two already finished eating the bread in the beginning of the meal, and then the third guy comes over. So the Gemara says later, even if the third guy comes over at the end of the meal, two people finished eating, the third guy comes and he washes and eats bread after the first two already. I remember I once came to a wedding, the last dance. I had to give a shiur that night. I came to a wedding, the last dance. So they have already served the whole meal. I just came to wish mazel tov. So the chassan's father wanted me to bench. I said, how can I bench? I didn't eat. He says, he wants me to go wash, he wants me to bench. So I said, what is it going to help? No, he said, they didn't serve dessert yet. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says later, if I wash and I eat a kazayis of bread, and theoretically the other people, if you would have given them dessert, they would have eaten. Even if you don't give them dessert, Lamai said that they were serving dessert. I was eating the bread, the kazayis, while they were serving the dessert. So then the Gemara says he can make mezumin even if the others don't eat dessert. Like Kal v'chomer if they do eat the dessert, yeah. So that kind of a case, if I come at the end, let's say there are two people. Here there were 100 people who were eating dessert at the wedding. Let's say there would be two people who finished eating. Then the third guy comes and he eats bread at a time that theoretically if you would have served dessert to the other two, they would have eaten the dessert. Or they are eating dessert. So in such a case, you're not mechuyif to bench mezumin. The other two guys are not mechuyif to bench mezumin. That's optional. If you want to bench mezumin, you may. So if everybody's holding by benching already, the third guy comes, I came and I washed and I ate my kazayis, and then the other people had their dessert. So I wasn't there, I didn't make up in advance, I knew I wasn't going to come to the meal, I had to give a shiur that night. I knew in advance I wasn't coming to the meal. I didn't even come by the, we didn't eat the kazayis rishon of bread simultaneously. So we didn't even have l'chol hadayis. This is not considered nosn daita metchila. This is not called betchila. This is mamish lebesof. The third guy comes and the tenth guy comes all the way at the end. So then the Mishnah says, if we're all holding by benching, then it's an avla that you shouldn't bench mezumin. But if not all holding by benching, then there's no tziruf to mezumin. So it would appear, that's how it probably should say in Tosfos. That's the way it says in Ayu Risham, that's how all the Rishonim say. The way it's printed in Tosfos is probably a misprint. V'chad Amar, Ochlu Kazayis Zeh Betchila, that's also Betchila. Not only Nosn Daitam Lachal is Betchila, even Ochlu Kazayis, B'mikred, they're all eating the first Kazayis of bread at the beginning of the meal. They all started the meal together. And they were all eating the whole meal together, even though they weren't nasan and daita mechiyah. It's also called the mechiyah to bench mezuman. Then the next line that says nasan daita mechiyah, that doesn't make any sense. What it means is, in Yerushalmi it says a different lashon, I forgot. It means if he comes at the end of the meal, the other two ate up a whole meal, and I come all the way at the end, they're holding by the dessert. They already finished the main course, they're holding by the dessert. And then I wash and I eat bread. So if I finish eating the bread and they're finished eating also, everybody's holding by benching. So why not bench? That's an avla if you don't bench mezuman. Why not bench together? But you can't say that you mechuyev to bench mezuman in such a case. It would appear that there are two kinds of mezuman. There's a mezuman where it's a chayva, chayovim lezamin, that's the first Mishnah. Then there's a mezuman that's a pesor rishus. Gimu shachol ka'achas, you're not really chayovim lezamin, but if all three are holding by benching, so it's a rishus. Where do you ever have a mezuman that's a rishus? So the Gemara says, the Gemara had a habmina that shnayim, there's a rishus. We don't pass like that. But noshim, Rashi and Taisus say that noshim lives a rishus. They didn't like the other shita, that noshim amuchuyiv. They thought that pshat is noshim is a rishus. That's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch, that noshim is a rishus. So here the Mishnah seems to say, the gimel shachol kachas, it was not noshim daita metchila. And according to one opinion, even Ochlu Kazayis together, if they started the meal together, even not Nosno Daitam, it's also called Mitchilo. So let's say it was neither like that. The guy comes in Mamish, when they're serving dessert, then I come in and they tell me to wash. It's Dr. Shaila in that case. I only ate a Kazayis. Everybody else ate till they were ready to platz. They ate Mamish Kadei Svit. But I wasn't really hungry. I already had supper before I gave the shiur, so I wasn't so hungry. So when I ate the Kazayis, maybe it's also Kadei Svi, I don't know. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you have a group of people, you should give the, who should bench mezuman? So we had one idea from the Achronim, the one who can eat with the others should bench mezuman. The one who had fleishik should not bench mezuman. The one who had milchik, he can eat, but the one who had fleishik, he should bench mezuman. That was from Achronim. Then the Ramah quoted from Rishonim, from the Mordechai, that the one who ate and he drank, so he's for sure the Savata, so it's, and the others ate and they didn't drink, a little bit thirsty, so he's more mechuyev than they are. So what did I mean? If one only had kezayis and the others had kedei sviya, so the Ramah would quote from the Mordechai, he would say that the one who ate kedei sviya should bench mezuman, not the one who only had kezayis. More correct is that the one who ate kedei sviya, on the Shabbos, I wasn't hungry at all. It was kimat achila gas. I had eaten supper already, and he only wanted everybody to see that I came to his wedding. That's why, because I wasn't there by the chuppah. He was from my balabatim. He was. I used to be the rabbi in the shul where he was balabas in Paramus. So he wanted me to bench, so I had no choice. I had a kazayis of challah, and I benched at the end. So the Yerushalmi, the way Tosfos is learning it, is that this Mishnah, Nunam and Aleph, is a different kind of mezuma. It's besaf. If it would have been betchila, one opinion is betchila is only nasna daitim. The other opinion is even ochlo kazayis together, even not nasna daitim. Ochlo kazayis, they started the meal, be mikre together. It's also chayovim lezamein, and even though they don't finish altogether, they're mechuyev. But the Mishnah Nunam and Aleph is, they didn't do Nosna Daitama, they didn't even have a Kazayas, Betchila. He comes at the end of the meal. So true, the Gemara says, he came in Mitzar from the bench Mezuman, but that's only going to be a Rishus, that's not going to be a Chayva. So that Rishus is only if they're all holding by benching. So it's an Avla, why not bench Mezuman? But if they're not all holding by benching, the guy who came last, the other two are not eating dessert. If he would have given dessert, they would have eaten dessert. Everything costs more money in the restaurant. So they're not interested, they'll eat their dessert at home. They're not interested in paying another $25 for a dessert. And I come, say after they finish the meal, if someone would have given them dessert for nothing, they would have eaten it. But it costs $25, they don't want to buy it. Okay? So then I come and I start eating at the end. So true, they can be mitzaref. They can all be mitzaref together to make a mezuman, but you're not mechuyev to. That's a rishus, and that rishus, if they're all three are holding by benching, say bench mezuman. If the other two are ready to leave, they don't have to wait for me to finish eating in order to have a mezuman. That's how the Yerushalmi explains the Mishnah. So maybe you can say this is a question. Maybe you can say that when the Rambam has the din. The Rambam is unclear when the Rambam writes Noshim Mezamnas Liatzmi. He doesn't say whether Mezamnas is a Chayva, like the Rosh Hashanah, and Mezamnas is a Rishus. You get the impression from the Loshon Noshim Mezamnas, the Rambam never says Noshim Amchuyiv to bench Mezuman. You get the impression, like the Tchilas HaSugya, that it never backed out. The Noshim Mezamnas Liatzmi is only a Rishus. So maybe the Rambam says you can't have Basara Because in order to bench Ba'asar with Haskaras Hashem, not that it's a Dovah Shebikdusha, women are not mitzarf. It's not a Dovah Shebikdusha. The same halach in the Rambam says, Yid mitzarf have cotton to bench Mezuman Asara. And the guest Mishnah says the Rambam does not say that in Hilchas Tfilah. By Tfilah of a Dovah Shebikdusha, he would not be mitzarf even one cotton. So it's not a Dovah Shebikdusha. But the Rambam means to say that Noshim, the Gemara said a Losha, Noshim, Afilo Meyo, is Kitrei Damyon, they're never really called the Tzibur. It's never really called. The halacha wants that the women should be private. So even if you have many women, it's not never considered a tzibur. So maybe that's what the Rama means to say, that lezamin ba'asara, you have to have a chayva. If you don't have a chayva, you don't have lezamin ba'asara. Let's say that is the way the Yerushalmi said. The Mishnah later is b'sof. The first Mishnah is b'tchila. There are two versions of what b'tchila. Chad amar b'tchila is only nasna daitam. And the second opinion, Rachrin Amar, even if Ochlu Kazai is not Nosa Daitam, they all started the meal together, that's also called Betchila. So they're Mechuyiv to bench Mezuman. And the second Mishnah, Nun Amar Al, draws Besof. They didn't even start eating the meal together. One guy came at the end. That din, one guy comes at the end, they can bench Bishloisha, they can bench Basora also. If there only would be nine people, they wouldn't have 10 people. They only had 9 people. And I come at the end, and I'm going to be mashna and rasur. But I really didn't eat with them. Yeah, mamish, the last dance. The only thing you're going to eat while I'm eating my bread is going to be the dessert, those who want to eat dessert. So would that be good to be mitzar of me to the zima and rasur? In that case, by the wedding, they had a sar without me. But if you wouldn't have, if there would all turn out there were only 9 people, everybody left. There were only 9 people left with me, would you be able to bench my sar? Maybe not. Maybe the Yerushalmi is saying that the second Mishnah, Kam B'Sof, is only an optional Mizuman. An optional Mizuman. And maybe a Mizuman Shavar Shus is only by Shloisha. Maybe by Asar. You don't have such a din. So maybe that's what the Rambam says. Noshim Mizamnas Li'atzma Mizir Shus. But they can't say Ba'asar Elokeinu. In order to say Elokeinu, either you're Mechuyev, or you don't say Elokeinu. Zimun B'Shloisha, you have two kinds, Achoyva with a Rishus. But Zimun Ba'asar has to be Dafka Achoyva. The Kotn is Mitzarev, so you're Mechuyev. It's not a Dovah Shebikdusha. You can't be Mitzarev and Kotn to a Minyan because he's not Bar Mitzvah. When you need a Dovah Shebikdusha, not Mitzarev. You can be Mitzarev to the Asar over here. It's not a Vort of Dovah Shebikdusha. Here the Kotn is Mitzarev, and there would be Achoyva. But by Noshim, maybe the reason for their Amam is that you never have a Chayva. That's why we have to look up what's Taka the Din. If the fella comes at the end, you can be Mitzar of him as long as they would have served dessert to the others and they would have eaten. L'chor, that's only by Shloisha. I think by Asor it should not be acceptable. But take for example here. The Gemara has a Memhem base and other Din. Guf Amar Abdimi by Yosef Amar Ab. They quoted it before, then they quoted it again after the two dots. 20 lines into the Amud, Memheh Amud Beis, Gemara has Nukud Atayim, and then it says, Gufa Amar Abdim Yibar Yosef Amar Abdi, quoting the memory from before. Sometimes the Gemara says Gufa, sometimes the Gemara says Amamar, when they're quoting the previous. If they say Gufa, they quote the memory, they're going to go into more details. Shloshi Shachlo Kachas, 3 people ate together, V'yatzech Mem Lashuk, one guy walked out, and he's outside in the street. We see him through the window, Korim Lo, Umzam Nimalov. We can scream to him in the street, and we can bench Mizum, and even though he's in the street, he doesn't come back. Amar Abai, who the Kor Leviyana? Only if you scream to him and he answers. Amar Mazuch Veloy Amar Ne'ala B'Shloshe. That's only for a Mizuman of 3. Amar Basara, you can't make a Zimun of Basara if one guy's in the street, all 10 ate together, and one guy walked out to have a conversation with the mail carrier or something, and we have to run. We want a bench already, so you can't have. We can't tell him, okay, just answer Mizuman and okay. No. When you want to bench Basar, you have to have Adenais. He has to come back. He has to come back into the room. They have to all sit together. That's the Girsa that we have. That's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. They have Mizuman, Bishloisha, even if the third guy is not here. Initially, they all ate together. Then the third guy walked away. So he can be Mitzar from Tziman, even if he's in the street. Utkor Leviani, he can answer from the street. But to have a Ziman Basara, it's not good enough if you have 9 here. 10 people ate together, and one of them walked out. You cannot be mitzarefim to Zimun unless he comes back. That's the girsa that we have. So maybe it also means, I'm not sure, maybe it means in such a case, maybe that's also an optional Zimun. by asara, there's no such thing as a rishus. Either to say alakenu, either you're mechuyev or you don't say alakenu. So you can only say, you can only be mechuyev to say baruch alakenu if you have the whole tzibur together, you have the whole chabura together in the same room. If you have one guy's not in the same room, even though he ate together in the same room, but he's not in the same room now, so it's not mitztarif. Masha'ena came by shloisha. Just like the Rishami interpreted the Mishnah, that there are two kinds of zimin b'shloisha. One is chayva, chayovim lezamin. The opening Mishnah talks about chayovim lezamin. And the next Mishnah really means to say it's a rishus. It's a rishus, but if they all finished eating together, en rasharim lecholik, because miyois toiv al tikri ra. We should seize the opportunity to make the zimun of the rishus. So maybe this is also, maybe this zimun, maybe this is only rishus. It's in Barsori, you can't have it. Not sure. Anyway, that's the gyusa that we have. If you look between 3 and 10 is that by 3, you don't have to have him come back into the room. Koralam is Amnim Olav. Who the Koralevi on? We just screamed to him, and he'll answer where he is. And by Asari, you have to have him come back. The Ra'or writes that our gyusa is incorrect. We don't pass him, we pass him the way it says in our gyusa. The Ra'or says this gyusa is incorrect. He says, if one of them walked out, you have to have him come back into the room in order to bench mezuzah. But the shaila is, how far away did he go? So if he went mamish across the street, that even if we would scream to him, he wouldn't be able to hear us. He's not within sound. He's not within our sound distance. So then, once he walks away, even if he comes back, the mezuzah is avega haga. There's no more mezuzah. But he certainly has to come back. So he says, Korim loy umizanwa means we have to call him that he should come back and sit with us in order to mention Levi'ani. It's only if he didn't go so far away that he won't be able to hear us. If he can still hear us, then if he comes back it'll be a mizumin. But if he went so far away that Hudkar Levi'ani, we can't even carry on a conversation with him, even if he comes back, we've killed the mizumin. Then the Gemara says, Allah Marlela Bishloisha. Aval basara loy. So we have the girsa adenaisi. The tenth one has to come back. It can't be misarf 9 people here with the one who is out in the street. So the Ra'or thinks that he can't be misarf the third one either. He thinks that that's not because when you have 3 people, you can't be misarf the guy walked into the street. It means if he walked away within so close, the Kor Levi'oni, we can still talk to him and he can answer. Then if he comes back, it'll be mitzarif to the Zimun. But by Asara, if one of them goes away, even within voice distance, and he comes back, you just kill the whole Zimun. Why? However you'll take this Gemara, the Gemara seems to be saying that there's a distinction between Shloisha and Asara. There's a major distinction between Shloisha and Asara. So I think maybe this is part of the distinction, that Asara, either you mechuyev to bench mezuman basar, then you say alakeinu, or if there's no chiyuv, then you can't do birshus. There's no rishus. I think that's the reasoning for the Rambam by the noshim. Noshim is amnes liatzman, avaloi bahaskaras Hashem, because the noshim are never mechuyev. It's only rishus. I think this also. Someone went away and is coming back. However you read it, either the way the Ra'or said, or we don't have that. We have the girsa the way it says in Agemara. So that kind of a zimun is going to be a lower level. That's not going to be a chayv. It's going to be a rishus. So that's only good for shloisha. It's never going to be good for asar. Possibility. You have to take a look up that din about eating dessert. If the fellow comes at the end, you can mitzarif him to bench mezuman. So I think the Gemara have to check in Shulchan Aruch. I think the Gemara only has it b'shloisha. I think by asar it would not be so.
What would that mean? That even if there were 10 other people, that someone who comes late and eats shouldn't do the zimun because he's only mitzarif as a rishus, but they have a zimun as a chova, so he has a different level of...
No, that you have by Yane HaMelech, the story. They all ate together and he came after the dessert and he ate. No, as long as they have a mezuzah. They have asara, they mechuyev to have, probably had asara by Yane. I imagine he probably had asara by Yane. So Shimon ben Shetach came late and he ate. So he can bench for them. But he can't be mitzarif. Shimon ben Shetach, since he ate later, he cannot be mitzarif with them to make asara. If they have asara, he can be the one to be mitzi them. He can be mitzi them. Okay. Maybe we'll continue tomorrow.